Well, hello, internet friends near and far. Welcome to another episode of Parks and Conversation. And this is a podcast where we watch an episode of Parks and Recreation, and then we talk about it. And the we involved is myself. I'm Jason, and I'm joined across town by my friend Jeremy. Say hello, Jeremy.
Hello. This is the real Jeremy speaking. How are you doing?
You got me.
I did nothing.
Yeah, I'm a terrible spy. I couldn't do it. Like in the show, The Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that?
I didn't, no.
It's a pretty good show. The first 8 episodes that I watched. And then I was like, I'll get back to that. And then they keep making more TV. So what are you going to do? But there's a lot of spy craft and duplicitousness. I would be terrible at that. I would not be able to keep everybody. I can barely keep my name straight. So to keep like a pretend name, no.
I always thought spycraft was a cool word because it just made me think about people secretly doing crafts. Like,
yeah,
this is my macaroni plate, but I'm going to do it behind this tree.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Yeah. How did you know that?
I never knew because they're spies. They're really good at hiding. So
it wasn't because you read so much Tom Clancy growing up?
No. Although, do you remember those toys that they had, like the spy gear?
Mm-hmm. Of course I do. I was a boy who grew up in the 80s and early 90s.
Right. Who had a sister that they figured like that was the enemy that you needed to keep out of your room. So, you know, I need all of this plastic spy gear.
Yeah. Did you ever have...
That didn't work.
The sunglasses with the rear view on the side?
No.
They were like really long, like sunglasses that had a mirror on the side so you could look behind you as you're going forward. So you don't have to turn your head to see what was going around you.
What a great toy to make people paranoid, like children growing up, like somebody's after me. And I need these sunglasses.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They are always following.
Whoever they is.
They live.
Did you ever see the movie Spy Game? Robert Redford and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. I also watched Sneakers.
I love that movie. I bought that on iTunes just a few weeks ago.
It's a good movie.
It's so good. It's excellent. And oh man, I love that movie so much. Donald Logue is in it.
He is. Yes,
and,
he is.
And as soon like all the people who were in it, I was like, I love this movie so much. And then I didn't realize how much I love Donald Logue.
One of my favorite Donald Logue like joints, as the kid call it, is Terriers. Did you ever watch Terriers?
I did watch a few episodes of that, but then they kept making more TV.
Yeah, I know. They kept making it, but not more of Terriers. It was one season. It was really good. I really enjoyed Terriers. So if you don't know anything that we're talking about, just, you know, go try to find Terriers. I think it was an FX show. So
yeah, I believe so.
There you go.
So it's probably streaming on Hulu because Hulu is now all of the streaming for FX. Is what I keep being told when I want to watch shows that I don't have access to because I don't have Hulu. Anyway.
Yeah, we did it, man. Look at it. We just made it all the way to Hulu from you saying your name was me. So, and Spy Gear. I mean, trip down memory lane. So now we just got to get focused. We got to do this. What episode is this?
Well, this is season 6, episode 16. New slogan. And the basic premise of this episode, Jeremy, is... Leslie wants to have a new slogan for the union of Pawnee and Eagleton in the hopes that this would bring the two cities together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Andy trying to get a new band to join the Unity concert, and he discovers a secret. And Tom looking for a place to open Tom's Bistro, and Donna of Regal Meagle Realty is trying to help him, and April is trying to unhelp him. Turns out Donna was trying to unhelp him too, but we find that out later.
I thought she was just bad at her job.
Ooh, snap.
That was a great joke.
Yeah. In the show.
In the show, yeah.
Not what you just tried to do.
No, that was terrible. Yeah. I will start calling out all of my jokes from now on and rating them as we go. So
that's perfect.
That one was a C.
Is this like a curve situation?
We'll see.
All right.
Well, it's like, you know, once we get to the end.
Yeah. I'll grade everybody and then I'll evaluate you later.
Perfect.
Which is,
it's not a self-evaluation.
Well, it's the, no, of course not.
It's my favorite.
I would imagine. Students, how do you feel you did?
No, thank you.
Looks like you all gave yourself A's. Congratulations. You have proven yourselves to be liars. F's all around.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how I grade.
Okay.
I just want my students to live in constant fear.
There you go. That's why they need spy gear.
Yeah, I know. I want to be known for my capriciousness. Capriciousness? Capri Suns.
Capricorns.
Yes. I want to be known for my Capricorn Capri Suns.
Delicious.
Before we get too far into this episode.
Okay.
Jeremy, what was your favorite Capri Sun?
I don't know. They all tasted the same to me. I never paid attention to the flavor because they all tasted the same.
Well, the correct answer is Pacific Cooler.
Okay. All right. Sure. I think I've had that because I think it tasted just like
fruit
punch.
The flavor profile is sugar.
Sugar. Yeah, that's it.
It tasted like sugar. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's jump in here. Let's start with the Tom storyline, and then we'll go to the Andy storyline, and then we'll wrap it up with Leslie and her situation.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Tom, like I said, is looking for a new real estate or a place to open the kitchen, and he's got a list of things, and Donna's going to help because she's a realtor, so they're going around town. His list of things that he must have include open kitchen, fireplace, exposed brick, and he would not kick a skylight out of bed, which is difficult because a skylight is way up on the ceiling. So are we being informed that Tom Haverford is a vampire and he sleeps like a bat?
Or he has a canopy bed with a hole in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or his bed is on the ceiling, like an upside down Jamiroquai video situation. Mm-hmm. Or he has a hole like in his bedspread, like a vent.
For farts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we solved this.
Okay.
So they're going to go around and he got some gifts. Andy, I've been reading a name. Jeremy, do you remember what Donna's gift is?
Shoes.
Yeah. Because it's a little bit of a treat yourself situation. And what does he get for April?
A Gary Larry Jerry voodoo doll.
Yeah. It's so great.
With his face on it.
Yeah. It's excellent.
And then he hits his head.
It's so perfectly timed. And April is just like, this is great. I didn't even do anything. The voodoo doll is reading my mind. So she's pretty excited about that situation. So they go out adventuring, looking at locations. And the first one is Eagleton's top sushi restaurant. Donna, giving a little background, says, you can't outrun the whale meat police forever. Yeah. That's so gross. It's a nice little place. And Tom's daydreaming a little bit, where politicians come and connected guys bring their mistresses, and like, this place is great. And the rent though is $9,000 a month.
Oof.
Which is a lot of money for a brand new restaurant. And so,
especially back in 2014, in Pawnee, Indiana, that seems high.
Yeah, especially since Pawnee is not a real place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're paying $9,000 a month for not a real place. What is this, Bitcoin?
That's not
real money.
No, just Venmo me some Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Or PayPal me some Bitcoin.
It's that easy. So April is, while they're looking at it, is trying to talk it down. Say, it's not that great. It's really far away from work. And Tom is like, well, I can make this work. I'll have to go back and forth, but it'll be part-time, but then hopefully full-time. And then Donna's like, well, come on, I'll show you some more places. So they go to another place to look at more real estate. And they come to a place that's, again, way out. Did I skip some stuff? Sorry. No. All right. There's just so much happening in this episode.
You're talking about the donut shop?
Yeah, they get to the what used to be a donut shop and a tire shop that sold donuts, which, like, the branding is there.
Oh, sure.
Right? It's already like, all your donuts could have like tire themes. So like white walls could be like vanilla frosting on top or something.
Oh, sure.
Your
off-road.
Yeah, off-road would have to be Fritters.
Rocky Road. That's the nice cream. Never mind. Yeah, Fritters. I like Fritters. Sorry, I just got thinking of like a sweet shop and I got distracted in my own head.
All right.
The thing that's really messing me up about this though is like tire stores smell terrible.
That's and true.
Donut shops smell amazing.
So
I think it would not smell like it would just be normal or just even worse.
Yeah, possibly.
Like it's not going to smell good.
Well, there's no way to know. There's no way to know. But we do know that there was some kind of smell in this building. Because it's pretty rough. And April is talking about the how much, you know, she loves it because it's creepy. Reminds her of a cafeteria and a haunted nursing home. Leslie says, or Donna says, this is the last listing I have that isn't an active crime scene. they go to another place. And it's the old Jurassic Fork. That's what it was.
Yes.
And they're like, I thought it was really popular. And he's like, well, the owner was like, we went a little too thin and we went to a second location. He was like, another dinosaur themed restaurant? No, Steven Spielberg themed.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the next restaurant?
Oh, Schindler's Lunch. Which I mean, and then so I started thinking, you know, like what other ones could they have had? So, what about Brunch of Spies?
Yeah, perfect. Brunch of Spies and extra something. E.T. extra. What's a food that starts with T? Extra Thanksgiving meals. I don't know. Yeah. Tom's like, I think you may have misunderstood what people liked about Jurassic Pork.
Yeah. Or like an ice cream shop, Empire of the Sunday.
Oh my word. Wow. You're gonna go for it. Jaws is like a dentist store.
but it's the guy from his mascot's the guy from James Bond, which he had no part of.
Yeah.
That'd be very confusing. Yeah.
Oh my word. They could have a whole bunch of Indiana Jones themed restaurants because they're in Indiana and just to serve food from Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Perfect. You don't even have to change the name of it.
Yeah. I think this is a good idea. Yeah. They should have just gone more with the Steven Spielberg, like fun movies, less the heartbreaking sad stories.
Right. Right.
But
like AI. A smoke lounge called Hook. Like Hook. No. I can't see you, dude.
I'm going to give that a D minus.
A D minus. All right. That's.
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of things they could have done if they really wanted to go all in with the Steven Spielberg themed restaurants, but they needed to go with the fun movies. So.
Not a plastic surgery place called Saving Private Rhinoplasty.
Oh yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Okay. So, we should probably move on.
Probably. So Tom thinks it's pretty cool. And then he's like, well, you have to move this T-Rex. And guy's like, nope, that's a load bearing T-Rex. So Tom's pretty bummed. And this is the last place that Donna has listed available. And so he's like, maybe this was never supposed to be. So he's kind of sad. They're back at the office and April's like, Tom, are you doing all right? And he's like, yeah, I just got excited about my restaurant, but call my investor, tell me I have a problem. And then April gives him a gift, which is very Tom Haverford gift. And it's watch cologne.
Mm.
Cologne for watches.
isn't all cologne you spray on your wrist watch cologne?
I bet it smells clicky, like a watch.
Like a what? What does clicky smell like?
I don't know.
Very metallic.
Yeah. Yeah. It smells like the kind of oil that you would use on small machines, but
oh, gotcha.
With like a little bit of myrrh. So it's basically essential oils. April sells essential oils. She doesn't want anybody to know, but
someone get Dennis Feinstein on the phone.
It's probably from Dennis Feinstein. Watch cologne. I mean, what can make you more of an annoying man than to have watch cologne? Dennis Feinstein's all over that. In this town, in this climate,
in any climate,
we're going worldwide. And so, so he's not really doing it. Things used to make him happy, but he's grown a lot in the last year. So he wants money more than anything else. So.
So goodbye stuff.
Yeah. So then he leaves, and April is bummed that he feels sad, and she says, like, I said all those bad things about those restaurants because I didn't want him to like them. And Don's like, we should have talked about this because I don't want to lose him either. That's why I showed him all those crappy places. And April then says, oh, I thought you were just bad at your job. So I mean, it's not wrong. She's not wrong that Donna's not a great real estate agent at this point, as far as we can tell, because she couldn't sell Ron's cabin, and like her commish was like pocket lint, basically.
Right.
And now she can't find a place for Tom. So everything April has seen of Donna's realty situation is not great. So, yeah, Donna should not be upset by this, but they go into action, and she's got a plan, and so she's showing some more places, and Tom is surprised how quickly these nicer places came on from yesterday. And April's like, yeah, crazy real estate. So then Donna's like, this is everything you want. It's under budget, and it's got all the wish list items, except it doesn't have two helipads. And come to find out, it doesn't have one helipad either.
Oof.
So Tom's like, well, it seems a little small. I don't know. And April's like, well, you can move all this furniture out of the way. But the bar is really cool. The lighting is good. And Tom's like, yeah, you're right. I'm going to do this. This is going to be the first place. And he's like, and as a bonus, it's close to City Hall. So you guys can come and be here. And so Tom's happy. Things are coming together. Tom's bistro keeps on bistroing along. So,
to the drum of his own bistro, the bistro of his own drum.
Yeah, that's the expression.
We got there.
So, in Andy's storyline in this episode, he's sitting in the office and he seems sad. And Craig says, "You look like Meryl Streep at the end of Ironweed." You wish. And Andy's like, well, I've been driving all over Indiana looking for bands to play in the concert, and I got nothing except for 4 car accidents and all this insurance information. It's like, ooh, I get it. You have car insurance. Why don't you brag about it?
just throws it away.
And so Andy's like, hey, you're from Eagleton. Is there any place over there I should check out? And Craig says, you should go see live shows at Patterson's, but I'm boycotting until the owner apologizes for what she said at the dog park.
Cool.
And then anywhere else that he's like, I hear Cozy's bar is packed on Thursdays, but I've never been because I'm mostly middle-aged women and I'm allergic to turkey neck.
That's the best part. we should split a turkey sometime.
So he's not picking up on Craig's clues about anything, so he takes his lead and he goes to Cozy's, and it's full of women of a certain age. And Andy's looking around and is like, you guys must really like this guy. And one of the women says, he is sex on a stick. Like, I don't even know what that means. And Andy seems weirded out by it. So the MC comes up. He's like, put your jazzy hands together for my man, Mr. Duke Silver. And Duke Silver comes up and Andy is staring at the stage and he's perplexed because he seems to recognize this man who says, a smooth and silky evening to you all. On nights like this, when the cold winds blow and the air is awash in the swirling eddies of our dreams, come with me and find safe haven in a warm bathtub full of my jazz. So cringe. And Andy is just like, oh my word, what's happening? And he looks at the camera and it's one of those things where it looks like a look of recognition. But come to find out, Andy still doesn't fully know what's going on because he comes to the office and comes into Ron's office and Ron's like, can I help you? He's like, maybe. I was at the jazz club last night scouting bands for the Unity concert, and I saw something very interesting. And Ron gets up and he closes the door with the remote control, and then they start speaking over each other. I think we should just try this. And
yeah, we should wait. We should try it, but we shouldn't tell each other who we're going to be.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm for it. All right.
So Andy says, and I saw something very interesting.
I am Duke
Silver. You have a twin brother? What?
What? Well, I have a twin brother.
Wow, we did it. Kind of.
We did it. We were excellent at this. And then Ron says, yes, I am Duke Silver, but the only people who know are Tom and April, so please keep it to yourself. And Andy's like, you are good. Like, saxophone player for the California Raisins, good. Which I wonder how many people younger than us actually know what that is.
Let us know. Tell us in the comments. Wait, are there comments? No. Yeah.
Send us an email. parksinconversation@gmail.com. If you knew before this episode what the California Raisins were or are, I don't know if they're still playing, then please send us an email and say, I knew. If you're younger than 42, okay?
Let us know. Or who is your favorite California Raisin?
Andy is onto something, because the saxophone player was really good.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, they really zeroed in on the saxophone player and then the singers, right? Who were like the Temptations, basically. Yeah,
heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah. Oh, man. I thought when I was a kid, I thought that was real. Like, not like they were real grapes, but like they made this song.
Oh, they made that song
for the grape band. Like, oh, man, I was such a dumb kid. Such a dumb kid. Do you remember, speaking of awesome bands, do you remember the Ninja Turtles band?
No.
Oh my goodness. What
like, where would I have seen this?
On ads during Ninja Turtles.
No, I think I blocked it out.
Oh my word. Yes, there was, they had, like, when the Ninja Turtles movie came out, I bet they probably just like, well, we made the suits. Might as well. Send four schlubs out into the world pretending to play these instruments with three fingers. Well, two fingers and a thumb. And yeah, they were a band. There was a Ninja Turtles touring show that was a band. Oh, you don't have any memory of this?
None. Zero.
All right.
Was this like a Disney on Ice thing?
Yeah. There wasn't ice. Oh, and it wasn't owned by Disney, like, but other like than that.
So this is like a Wiggles concert, like for kids.
Yeah,
like,
it was for children.
Wow. I didn't know that this was a thing.
Oh, was it ever a thing? I wanted to go so bad. Ninja Turtles band. Music tour. Here we go. Coming out of their shells. Yes. Oh, my word. Yeah, 1990, the TMNT Out of Their Shells tour, part one. Oh, my gosh. I know what I'm doing this afternoon. And then Leslie does a bunch of stuff. We'll see you guys later.
dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, this was, I wanted to go so bad. And my parents were like, no, we're not taking you to that. And my uncle, who you know, was like, I'll take you. And even at that time, I was like, I don't think I want to go. I don't think I want to go anymore.
And that's how we ended up at Monster Jam.
I'm trying to get my kids to want to go to Monster Jam. Their Monster Jam is coming in April, the first weekend in April.
Yeah.
They're going to be at Lumen Field. And I was like, Judah, we got to go to this. And like, I have no interest in that. I was like, what? You love trains.
It's very not the same, man. I mean, unless you live in Ohio, is nothing. Nothing.
That is too soon.
Too soon. Oh, man. One of my favorite. Sorry. This is such, speaking of train wrecks, this episode.
Like this episode.
When Purdue lost in the NCAA tournament, my favorite comment was, wow, another train wreck in Ohio, because they're the Boilermakers. And yeah, anyway,
that is a train.
It is a train.
A part of a train.
Anyway. Anywho. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Is Purdue in Ohio?
Yeah. They were playing in Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought they were in Pennsylvania or Indiana. They're in Indiana. Indiana.
Yep.
Sorry, my mouth broke.
It's okay.
So Ron is found out, but he wants to keep everything quiet. Otherwise, the office would be waist deep in women's undergarments. And so Andy's like, no, I'm in charge for the thing. I'm going to book you. You're going to play right after Bobby Night Ranger. It's a Night Ranger cover band that only wears red sweaters.
Yes.
Which, again, if you know before this movie, this show.
Sister Christian.
Yeah. If you knew about Bobby Knight.
Or Night Ranger.
Or Night
one
Ranger.
Either one.
Then send an email. parksandconversation@gmail.com. Because there's so many references in this episode and like in this line, just this scene right here where it's like, I don't know how many people knew about that. Like those things. But they're so, so funny. If you are an old like us. So
well, I never saw Ironweed. So although Meryl Streep was, you know, I know who Meryl Streep is. That was a pretty deep cut from Craig earlier on. So
yeah, I did not know that either. But I was just talking about the scene with Ron and Andy in particular.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, remember, we're not that old. So, but then Andy sees Ron going out to the garbage and he is throwing a case into the garbage, a saxophone case. And Andy's like, wait, that's a perfectly good saxophone case. Wait a minute. What's inside that case? And Ron's like, I'm ending my secret musical career. I have to kill Duke Silver. And he's like, no, you can't quit. You're so good. And Ron is like, I would rather never play again than have everyone know my secret. Goodbye, Duke Silver. May you rest in jazz, with his fist,
right?
Like, a kind of like jazz salute. Like he's calling the drum to come to an like end.
Right.
Yeah. So may you rest in jazz. So the Ron then later sees Andy with the case. I was like, you really shouldn't have dug that out of the dumpster. It's like, I had to. Also, and there's a banana on it. I had a banana on the way over here. and he just stored it, the peel on the case. He's like, I won't tell anybody about Duke Silver. You don't have to worry about me, but your secret is safe with me. To even it out, I'm going to tell you all of my secrets. And he's like, no, that's not necessary. So then Andy starts sharing his secrets, which are the best secrets. Can I just read them, Jeremy? Oh, or do you want to read them?
Please read them.
All right, I'll read them. I once forgot to brush my teeth for 5 weeks. I didn't actually sell my last car. I just forgot where I parked it. I don't know who Al Gore is, and at this point I'm afraid to ask.
Meme worthy.
Yeah, when they say 2% milk, I don't know what the other 98% is. When I was a baby, my head was so big, scientists did experiments on me. I once threw a beer at a swan and then it attacked my niece, Rebecca.
I wonder if that one was really like, if that actually happened to
Chris Pratt.
To Chris Pratt.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Of all of them, that is the one that is so specific.
Right.
It makes me laugh so hard every time.
I think it has to be true, man. Swans are mean. You don't mess with swan. Like, geese are the worst birds ever, unless you're from Canada. I guess Canadians love their geese, but around here they're just mean. They hiss. They'll block paths and stuff. They're terrible. But the only thing that gets rid of a goose is a swan, because they're even more terrifying.
Yeah.
So
I don't think Canadians really like Canadian geese. They just have better border security.
Yeah. I think we've definitely been over this, but I'm just saying, like, around here they're a nuisance.
They're the worst. And like they poop in your fields and like,
yes, if you, all my fields. It's constant. Field.
If you recently aerated your lawn, you don't know what's goose poop and what's aeration remains.
Right. Or if they replug the holes, like, it's terrible.
Yes. That's you got to cycle it with the migration cycle of the of the geese, because if they see the hole, they'll fill it with their own manure.
Right. Well, that's what that's never mind. Let's just keep going.
No, I need to know.
No, I was going to beat the goose to death with a terrible joke. I was just going to say, like, that's what goose manure and the holes. I didn't have an ending to this before I started. So That's why I said, that's why I tried to stop.
Yeah. A plus.
Hey, thanks, man. It was like, that was extra credit.
I'm not grading on content as much as effort.
Oh, cool. So, cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm passing right, podcast. Good.
So, yeah. So Andy tells Ron, you don't have to play the concert, but don't quit music, please.
Yeah. Cause he's a musician. I mean, he knows he's put a lot of time and effort, and that'd make Andy sad that he would be the cause for someone to give up music.
Yeah. It would be awful. And I mean, who's going to keep Cozies afloat? Like
in their jazz.
Yeah. I mean, that whole bar probably only operates off the revenue from Duke Silver appearances. Because all those women coming in there. Yeah.
I wish he had said, I wish the guy who introduced him had said, put your jazz hands together. Because then, because he said jazzy hands.
Yeah.
So, but if they had been jazz hands, it would have been like, that's the next step, right? Like jazz hands. And like put them
they
together.
Shake them.
Yeah, they shake them and then clap.
But if you're trying to shake jazz hands, you just got these weird tremors. I don't think that's going to work very well.
I don't make up the rules.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. So let's tackle the Leslie storyline.
To the top of the show.
To the top of the show, and then we'll finish it out all the way through. Ben has worked really hard about building a new Pawnee website, and he's pretty excited about it. Les is pretty excited about it too, because you can do all the stuff for the city on there. Mm-hmm. You can pay parking tickets, apply for business license. And then she's also pretty excited because she loves democracy. There's going to be an online poll so people can pick the new town slogan. And as they're looking at it, and Andy notices there's a panda, and the designer created a mascot that was put on the front page. And then Ben is like, but more importantly than the panda is you can apply for a utility tax refund online. He's pretty getting excited. And Donna reads that the panda's name is Peebo, and they're excited about Peebo. And then they look, he's playing ping pong. And they want to play, and Andy jumps in first. Like, no, me first, me, I'm doing it. I'm calling it. And then he plays ping pong with his tail holding the paddle, and
aww,
it's so cute. And Leslie's like, come on, guys, Ben worked really hard on this. It's look at the online polls. It's going to be a cool way to choose our new town slogan. And then she sees the panda holding the paddle, and she's like, I want to play too. And Ben, like, Ron's like, Ben, good job. That is a truly fine panda game you made. And then April's like, what else does it do? If you click the bamboo, it puts on a top hat. And there he does it. And they all are so excited about this. And Angie's like, I love you, Ben. So that's pretty exciting stuff. Now, you've done some design work.
A little bit, yeah.
Would you, as a designer, ever just put a game onto a city hall website?
Not as just like a, hey, look at this, because it's just not appropriate. Unless it's like Animal Crossing City Hall, then absolutely I would.
For sure. Okay. My next question. You think about branding, you think about the logic behind the decisions that are being made for all these different things, elements of a website or, branding guidelines, all that stuff. Why do you think the designer went with a panda bear for Pawnee, Indiana?
A total distraction. Just really, like, hey, get them to the site to drum up attention. It's called value added service. Okay. So yeah, that.
So they've got like an invisible, like Google Ads situation happening. So it's as many people that come back to this website, we're going to get some Google ad revenue.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's just to draw attention to the site itself to hopefully like make people pay parking tickets. Like if they integrated like levels in the game or different unlocking badges, like now you can pay your utility bill because you beat the panda, in straight sets, right? Like if they gamify that, then they might get more engagement. So if that's what they're going for, it could work. And being that it's Pawnee, the distraction first, and then draw them in, that who knows, that could have been a good call. But just as a, on a whim, like without being asked, seems like a lot of work. Like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Probably more work than the site itself.
Probably, because you could probably make that whole site run on WordPress.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, I just like, I don't know why Ben allowed it. Like, you're in charge of this, man. You don't have to do that.
The panda itself, not just the game, but like, why Pawnee, the Pawnee panda, I guess.
The panda for Pawnee, yeah, Indiana. Sure. Maybe it's like a portmanteau Indiana. Of Pawnee and Indiana, because all the letters
Pawnee,
are there.
Indiana. Yeah. Yeah.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Yeah. Speaking of panda bears, can I tell you an aside? This whole show is an aside. I know this. That's why I call it Parks and Conversation.
Sure.
Have you seen the show Chicago Med?
I know of it. I've seen ads for it.
Okay. My wife and daughter are watching this show.
Okay.
Both of our wives are nurses, so they have an interest in medical shows.
Mm-hmm.
But they also do a lot of drama, right? You know, things are about to get serious because the strings come in. Like some music pushes you into an emotional place, and then you realize, oh, that guy has Asperger's. That's why he's so distant and cold. That's real. So in the same episode where we found out that this guy has Asperger's.
Wait, is he like a main character?
He's a doctor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like a higher up. Like, yeah. Anyway, I called it like right away. Like he's realizing that he has Asperger's. As the show's happening, and he's like, stop it. I was like, what? Like, you don't know that. And then in like 20 seconds, you may have Asperger's.
Wow.
I was like, nailed it. In that same episode, though, there is a situation at the, a special patient comes in to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And like, there's all kinds of security around it. And they have to call in this doctor who's like the best in the world at what he does. And they have to call him in. And I don't know any of the characters' names. So it's usually like the curly haired lady or the fat doctor or anyway. So they call in the handsome doctor from his date. And the handsome doctor is actually dating the fat doctor's daughter. It's a whole thing.
Jeez.
And there's so many secrets around this patient. And he's like, what's the big deal? And he's in his tuxedo and stuff because they were at a charity auction, of course. They're like, what's the big deal? And they pan through the window. It's a great shot. Like technically they pan through the window in the door and he looks inside and there's a panda on the operating table.
What?
He has to do heart surgery on a panda. It was amazing. It was so awesome. And it was like the worst looking fake panda I've ever seen. And this is in a list of one. Okay. So I've never seen another fake panda, but it was so bad.
It's still the worst.
The whole time I'm just laughing hysterically at what is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen on television. And my daughter and my wife are getting annoyed because they're very invested in this show. And so, yeah, they saved the panda's life. It was great for the Chinese U.S. relations, like, we're not at war because of this, you know, that kind of thing. The very next episode, Kathy's out of town, and so Jocelyn is watching it by herself, and the guys, like, I came in from outside, just came home, and Joss is watching it, and I was like, what's going on with this guy? And she's like, he's trying to smuggle a gun up his butt. The doctors are wearing bulletproof vests
in case it doesn't work on the inside out, man. Like, it
does go off. The gun goes off.
No,
and then they have to do surgery on his stomach because it goes off.
Worst fart ever.
It was amazing.
My gosh. Yeah. And isn't it part of like, it's part of like the Chicago universe, right? Like Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chicago utility service. I mean, how many are there?
It was amazing. And I didn't realize that what was going on, but there was an episode that they were watching and they were like talking about other stuff that happened, I think, in a different show, like in Chicago PD.
Right. Yeah. It crosses over.
It crosses over. And I guess it crosses over pretty regularly because one of the EMTs from Chicago Fire he is now a doctor.
Oh yeah. No, my father-in-law watches these. He keeps me updated, even though I have no clue because they've been going on for years. But he's like, oh yeah, this person was over here and then they went over there. And I'm like, that's great. I have no clue what's happening right now. But see, that's what I wanted more from like the Sure universe. Like that's when people clamor for like, oh, is Parks and Rec in the same universe as The Office or Brooklyn Nine-Nine? And the answer is yes.
The answer is if I want it to be.
Exactly. But like having the characters cross over and do stuff, because there's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine crossover.
With New Girl.
With New Girl. Which is not a sure thing. Which is not a sure thing, but anyhow.
But New Girl and Nine-Nine were on the same network for a while.
That's true. That's what it was. It was network-based, not sure-based. Yeah. Did the panda survive?
Yeah, the panda lived. It was great.
And was it from the Chicago Zoo?
I guess.
Okay, so was it just like... somebody had a panda.
Yeah, it wasn't just like the at the Chinese embassy, they just have a panda around.
Right, right.
This isn't Pawnee's website.
Okay, right. No.
So yeah, it was amazing. It was so amazing. As soon as I saw Peebo, I was like, oh, I got to tell Jeremy about what's going on in Chicago, man.
Thank you. The name of that episode was Graveyard Shift, by the way.
Oh, you looked it up?
I did. Yeah, because it just sounds so ridiculous.
How did you search for that?
I did a Chicago Med panda.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, everything happened overnight in that episode. So, yeah.
Anyway, okay.
It was so dumb.
That's so dumb. So
anyway,
dumb.
Anyway.
I'm for it. And he's in a tuxedo, which is a penguin suit is what they call it. So penguin panda, but black and white.
It matches the panda.
It is.
Pandas are also black and white.
I haven't even seen this episode and it's genius.
Yeah, are you looking on IMDb?
No, I'm just kind of looking at pictures just so I can get a, you know, like look. I wanted to see how bad the puppet was. And it's not great. You're right. It's going in for like an MRI or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I have to get a CAT scan.
Yeah. It looks like somebody had taken a taxidermied panda and tried to repurpose it as a costume. It's really bad.
It's really bad. And it, like through most of the episode, it's laying down with its tongue sticking out on the side.
That's how you know it's sick.
Well, that's how you know it's knocked out.
Right.
Because pandas are vicious. All right. I want to see what it's rated. What season is it? Oh, gosh. I think it's season 2.
Oh, could be. I was on Wikipedia.
59 episodes of this thing.
Yeah, why don't you keep going with that and I'll tell you.
Okay, look it up. All right, so Leslie has a meeting with Grant from the National Parks, and he answered all the questions in the first binder, and Leslie came with more questions about the job in a second binder. And so they're going to work through those, and Leslie talks to the server, hey, I'm going to need 2 hours worth of waffles.
That's the best way to order food is time-based food ordering. I like that.
I'm for it. I'm going to need an hour and a half worth of pizza, please.
Oh, my gosh. Did you know that Godfather's pizzas are still around?
I've seen one.
No, the dine-in ones. Where? But not here. I think the closest one is Montana.
Let's go.
Because we've talked about these before. It's either Montana or Wyoming. And it's a dine-in. They're usually in small towns, but they're still out there. And
I bet there's more like on the East Coast though, too.
East Coast and Midwest. Yeah.
Cause Herman Cain was like still CEO of Godfather's when he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that was not that long ago. Unless I'm really old.
I mean, anyway, probably, but yeah.
Yeah. So in this, so as Leslie and Grant are talking, you know, she's talking about like, where would I do like the actual planting of trees and like talking about all the minutiae stuff about caring for the parks. And Grant's like, well, you wouldn't actually be doing any of that. You're overseeing 200 people. You would delegate stuff. And Leslie is like, oh yeah, definitely. I hate paperwork. I hardly ever do it in my bed on Saturday night while listening to old Spice Girl CDs. So Leslie is kind of like taken aback at this. And so when she's talking to Ben later, Ben's like, it went great. The job is great. Grant could be great. The waffles were great. But she also like actually really loves the minutia. And so she is kind of panicking about this job that would take her out of the day-to-day operations of stuff. And so we see that panic transition over into her trying to control the vote for the town slogan. Leslie has a talking head where she talks about how the slogan can make a difference and draw people with tourism, like New York, the city that never sleeps, and then Glenwater, Florida, home of America's most violent Walmart parking lot. Which I totally believe could be a Florida town motto. So they're looking at the thing, and they have people voting. So Ben's like, yeah, the cool thing is, like, we just set it up and we just sit back and take it easy.
What was your favorite slogan?
I think storied past, bright future is actually a great slogan. I'm with Leslie on this one. Whatever hers was, I think I was close enough. There's a list, though.
Yeah. Yeah. There's you paw need to visit us.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Storied past, bright future. The city that beats, but spelled like
beats.
No, like you're going to beat somebody up. No. I thought like maybe they had some connection to the vegetable, but no. It feels real here. which is funny for a fake town. That's genius. Pawnee's the place to be. And my favorite, submit your own. Pawnee, submit your own.
What if they actually voted for that? Like, yeah,
that's
I like
what I'm saying. That's what I would have voted for.
Yeah. So Ben's like, yeah, we're just going to sit back and take it easy. And Les's like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to sit forward and take it hard.
Oof.
And she's like, yeah, let's get in the nitty gritty. Let's roll up our sleeves. Let's go door to door, canvas. And he's like, you know what we should do? We should have a press junket to publicize the poll. So Leslie's like, cancel your plans. We're going to go do this. So Leslie is going to talk to all of the, you know, the major players in Pawnee media. And she's going to start with Pert Hapley, who says, Leslie, your poll is designed to choose a new slogan. And a slogan is a series of words that have a meaning. So Leslie starts to say, yeah, absolutely. My favorite would probably be story past, bright future. And Per's response is, well, the story of my interest level is it's medium.
Thanks, Bird.
It's medium. And then Joan is next. And Leslie talks to her like, Joan, this poll is a chance to give our newly merged city a new identity, new rebrand of this town. And Joan says, yes, great question. I have been thinking about rebranding myself. What do you think about Juan Calamezzo? I think Juan's a man's name. No, it means flower.
I think it means John.
Yes. And then next up, Crazy Ira and the douche. So they're like, Ira says, Leslie, do you believe that the new slogan will integrate Pawnee and Eagleton into one cohesive city? Leslie's taken aback. It's like, wow, that's a very thoughtful question. Yeah, I do. And douche is like, follow Leslie, show us your boobs. Oh, they're the worst. And then Ira's like, will this fit on a bumper sticker? And he presses a remote that has a fart sound. So things are going great. So then after the junket, Ben was like, hey, well, your poll was a big hit. Thousands of people voted. And Les's like, that's great. What's this? What's leading story past bright future? It's like, no, the current leader is Pawnee. Welcome to Douche Nation. And so Crazy Ira and the douche flooded the poll with votes. This is how we get Bodie McBoatface in the same situation.
But that was 2 years later.
I know.
Like, how do people, and then didn't Taylor Swift do like, have her fans vote for a concert, like a location? And then a bunch of trolls got people to write in a school for the deaf.
I don't know.
That's a real thing. No, they did. I'm just posing it as a hype, like a, yeah.
You know more about this than I did. How many times did you vote in that poll?
No, zero times. Okay. Because I looked it up because I wanted to find out when Bodie McBoatface actually happened. Because I was like, come on, guys. It's just art imitating life, imitating art, imitating life.
It's a vicious cycle.
It is. I'm surprised that people haven't learned.
Yeah. You should never do a public poll on the internet, mm-mm. Especially with a write-in option.
Yes.
And that's what Ben points out. Why did we do a write-in option? And Les's like, that's how democracy works. I'm not a dictator. I would throw the douche in prison without a trial if I was a dictator. I would be a very strong dictator.
Straight
you'd
to
be
jail.
The bodyguard, and you would lead my army. And I was like, all right, this kind of turned me on. Is that bad? And then they make out. So Ben's like, all right, we have to figure out a different way to pick a slogan. And Les's like, no, I want to do this. I enjoy the challenge. So how? And so she is going to go to be on the radio with Crazy Ira and the Douche. And so she's wearing like a hoodie and a backwards cap. And the Douche comes in and he's like, what's up, Les? Backwards hat shows a real lack of respect for authority. I like that. And then he calls Ben, what's up, little mayor? You're going to freak out again? what I love about this is the Douche, he went to Northwestern. He has a degree in semiotics. This semiotics is the study of signs and like messaging. And so he is living up to his, like, his training here. Like, what does your hat communicate to the world?
Right.
Like, any it's such a small thing that we learned when Anne was looking for a baby daddy, but they held on to it and said, no, this is the Douche. Like, he has this understanding. So when he's not on the radio, like, he's actually going to be a pretty smart guy. So sometimes. So they come into the radio and Ira's like, what's the deal, Leslie? Are you just going to yell at us again? and I was like, yeah, are we in store for another Leslie? Nope. Next.
Crazy, so, Ira, do the dishes.
Yeah. And the new guy was, who was, it was the guy that had to drop the, I had a name, the old guy. Anyway, the new one is Jewish Greg or something. So it's like,
because the old guy was Greg, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he was Asian. And so Asian, I think it was Asian Greg.
Asian Greg.
And then the new one. Yeah. So, so then they're like, Leslie's like, no, I just want to hang out with you guys and just chilling with my studs, chilling in the studs with my dudes. And it pans to the Douche and he looks disgusted. Yeah. So funny. And then so they're like, oh, great. Well, now you're here for our next segment, Rating Celebrity Booze, which is like such a dumb radio idea.
Right.
And it's a dumb idea in general. So they first one is Emma Watson and Leslie wants to rate at her acting as an A. It's like, you have 3 seconds to answer. We're going to withdraw a donation from charity. I don't know how you do. So they are doing that. And then come back around. And the next game is boobs or butt. And it's a picture of just like what could be the top of a butt crack or cleavage. And it's like, I can't believe this is a fun game for your radio listeners. and then she's like, but I'm gonna say butt, and it was the correct answer. And she's like, I don't know how you got that. And the Douche is like, I took that picture
because it's Crazy Ira's mom.
Yeah, it's my mom's dumper is how he says it. Oh, they're so gross. They are just so good at being terrible radio shock jock people.
Yes.
Oh man. And so so it's like, hey, it was fun broing with my dogs. I never knew objectifying women could be so much fun. He's like, but I just want to remind. And so the Douche like, yeah, well, we want to remind you to go into the vote in and write in. Welcome to Douche Nation. Go to PawneeCity.gov. And Les is like, or vote for another one. Like, you know, storied past, bright future. But I don't give a care. I don't give a fart, bros. They realize that Leslie is now kind of bossing them. And so the Douche like, Crazy Ira, have you seen my stick? Where's your stick? I don't know. Leslie, have you seen my stick?
Let's go.
I found my stick. Where'd you find it? Up Leslie Nope's butt. and then the Jewish Greg has already made an app for, or a drop for this. And they're so excited that he is here with them. So then Leslie, after the radio thing, talks to Ben. I almost pulled that off, and Ben just like, no, you didn't. Just take the poll down, let the slogan thing go. And I was like, or maybe we go and distract those guys for like 30 or 90 minutes and give a live radio impassioned speech about the slogan and all this stuff, and see what happens. And Ben's like, no, just shaking his head, no. And I was like, all right, let's let this go. So then later, back at the office, she's talking to Morris, and she's like, so Tom told me you're some sort of computer expert. Yeah, you could say that. And so she's like, well, these jerks are trying to hijack my poll. And the leading slogan now is home of the stick up Leslie Knope's butt. And Moore's like, yeah, I voted for that one. And she's like, well, can you find a way to communicate with everybody who voted? He's like, yeah, I can do that. It should take about 2 minutes. Just PayPal me some Bitcoins when you get the chance. And Leslie is utterly perplexed by that. So Ben wanted to see Leslie. And so she comes to his office and like, you want to see me? Yeah. Did you try to get the email addresses for every person who voted for the stick up the butt the slogan and then write them a personalized heartfelt email telling them to do the thing and vote for a real slogan? Leslie's like, are you crazy? What crazy talk you just did with your funny words? And Ben's like, well, someone wrote those emails and now we have 300 complaints. And then some hackers got really mad about it and on the invasion of privacy and attacked the website. Look at what they did to Peebo. And then you can't really see it. It's blurred out because he's wearing a hat made of penises.
Peenbo.
And Ben's like, IT's fixing the website, but we have to figure out how to handle this. So then Leslie, Ben's like, why are you so into this? Like, why is this so important? He's like, Leslie's like, well, I talked to Grant and the job and it's like, I wouldn't be doing all the nitty gritty and I love that stuff and I would miss it. And Ben's like, you know, the whole part of moving up the ladder is you get to think about bigger things and, swim in a bigger pond. Ben's like, you know, you're having this town forum, use this as a test, delegate the reins of authority to somebody else. And so she looks in the office and she's like, I will choose. And the only person there is Jerry or Larry.
Because Donna's gone not doing anything and April's with her,
right?
And not Tom doing it. And Tom, they're just gone on taxpayer time looking for new places for his business.
And Ron is just coming back from the dumpster.
Yeah.
And Andy is shortly behind him. So, I mean, everybody's busy.
Very busy.
Oh my word, I got to hurry up. All the Chicago med talk.
I know, right?
Did you find out what that was rated yet?
Oh, it was like a 7.4.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I was off. 7.7.
Oh my word. Okay. So Leslie is going to practice delegating and she's like, Larry, can you get in here? And he's like, I would love to, but I got my belt loop through one of the slat in the chair. So he's stuck to the chair. So Les is like, all right, this will be fine. So then they go to the forum and Jerry is leading the show here. And he tries to stand up and he's like, oh, geez, Louise, this keeps happening. And he got his belt loop stuck through the slat of another chair. My question is, why is he taking his belt off?
He doesn't know why. He just doesn't know.
So
Pawnee, Indiana, keep your belt on.
That's a good slogan. So they are doing a town forum and to hear more suggestions and Chance Frenum says, I think it should be Pawnee home of crackers, the oranges, goldfish in Indiana. And Jerry writes it down.
Because he's like a goldfish cracker. I get it.
Uh-huh.
There like, why would you name your fish crackers? Oh, wow. Goldfish crackers. Oh,
wow. This show is so old. And are you for real just not catching that?
Oh, because this is a scene that I play over and over again.
And then Herman's like, who even needs a slogan? And Jerry's like, well, that's an interesting point. No, that's my idea. Yeah. Who even needs a slogan? And then a big picture of me flipping everybody off.
Get him, Herman. Douche,
the douche gets up like, oh, everybody keep your eye on the ball here. Home of the stick up Leslie Knope's butt. And Iris starts leading the chant, but stick. Jerry's like, well, okay, who's next? And the extra's like, this slogan is going to go on every sign and sound. So I want it to be something, you know, nice and warm and something we can be proud of. It can be a strange place, but it's a warm, wonderful town. And so my slogan is, when you're here, than your home. And on the sign, it says THAN instead of THEN. And Leslie notices it. He's like, they spell it wrong. And Ben's like, no, just let it stay firm. And then somebody stands up, is like, you made a mistake. And so then she's like, it should be spelled Y-O-U-R. And Jerry's like, oh, yeah, I didn't catch it. And Les's like, no, she made it possessive. She's getting further away. And Ben's like, it's okay. It's okay. And Jerry's like, all right, let's vote. And so they vote and they approve that slogan. It's a great slogan. And it happened. So then they're at the border to the city. And they're installing the sign with the new slogan. And Ben looks up and is like, oh, I noticed you fix the mistakes. And I was like, I held it together for the entire meeting. Let me have this one. And then I'm done micromanaging, I promise. And then he's like, okay, well, are you all right with the fact that they installed the sign the wrong way and it's welcoming you to Pawnee as you're leaving? And then a guy is like, hey, we've been driving around in circles. Are we entering or leaving the city? So, yeah. So, that's the episode.
Oh, it's a very, very funny episode. I like this one.
There's so much good stuff in this episode. I'm kind of perplexed at the rating because it's only like a 7.4.
And it had a panda in it, but they didn't operate on it. So it, you know, you gotta, if there was more, maybe there wasn't enough panda. Real quick. And I know we got to go. Two more Steven Spielberg themed restaurants. Uh-huh. What about West Side Order Story?
Yes, so it's, I love just, it. It's so just
apps. Yeah, biscuits and gravy, like the sides, but bacon and eggs. And then the Falafelmans.
Yes, excellent.
Okay,
those are A+. Oh, unironically.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate that.
You nailed it.
Well, next week is I think it's Galentine's Day.
Again?
I know.
It comes up every year.
It seems like yesterday. And yeah, so Galentine's Day. But
this one's great too. Oh man, yeah. So many good things.
But I really need to go. So if you want to talk to people more, go for it. But if not, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.